It just can't be done. You cannot disobey a commandment of God without suffering negative consequences. Conversely, those who obey God's commandments reap the benefits of obedience. If the King James Majority Text Bible is in fact the Word of the Living God, then disobeying or obeying its commandments should reap obvious results, and it does. Simply more proof that thousands of years before man understood why, God gave holy instructions of unfathomable wisdom and benefit that only the supernatural designer and creator could know. Remember, inherent within the holy directive is a blessing or a curse. Obeying our God's commandments is simply practicing excellent living. Now for today's subject. God said in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." Throughout the Scriptures, mankind is directed by God to seek His face in the place of worship. In the Old Testament, it was called the temple, which was located at Jerusalem, or a synagogue located in sundry places. With the advent of the New Testament, the meeting place for Christians became known as the church. The church and synagogue have the same basic definition, a place where the called congregate. Many marvelous things happen in a church where the Word of God is honored. In the house of God, a believer is instructed in righteousness and is ministered to in a myriad of ways. It is a place of community and powerful support. God's house is the ultimate place for answers, vision, and encouragement. When Jesus Christ resurrected from Abraham's bosom, He gave gifts unto men for the perfecting of the saints. The gifts He gave are gifts of ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The primary anchor for these ministry gifts to operate is the formal church setting. The benefits of congregating in God's house are more than I could number. Man said, "Why go to church with all the hypocrites? I'll worship God in the woods." Other men have said, "There is no God, therefore He has no church." Now the record. Hundreds of studies have been and are presently being conducted to ascertain whether there is any connection between religious faith and health. Some of the latest results are shocking to the unbelieving world. In 1999, the results of a study conducted by the University of Texas were published. 22,000 people were followed over a 9-year period. Those who attended church or synagogue more than once a week lived an average of 8 years longer than those who didn't. Let me say it another way. Those who attended church more than once a week lived 2,920 days or 11% longer than those who didn't. A Yale study reported that churchgoers were less likely to become physically disabled. In a syndicated article released by Knight Ridder Newspapers, it was recorded, "Several studies concluded that people who attend religious services regularly are hospitalized less often and have stronger immune systems than people who rarely or never attend." A church is a place to seek the face of God, to rejoice, to give thanks, and to be glad. On this website, an article titled "A Merry Heart or a Broken Spirit" discusses bone marrow. It shows that when one rejoices, is positive, is happy, the bone marrow manufactures red and white blood cells prolifically. White blood cells attack disease, and red blood cells bring food and oxygen to our bodies. This is, in fact, the powerful part of our immune system. A 1995 Spokane, Washington study of 232 heart patients found that those who described themselves as deeply religious were more likely to be alive 6 months after surgery than those who were not. Harvard's Mind-Body Institute found that those who prayed regularly were able to reduce blood pressure and ease symptoms of chronic pain and illness. Again, the Knight Ridder article cites a 1996 poll of family doctors that found 99% believe spiritual practices and prayer can be helpful in medical treatment. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25 is just one more proof that God, the Creator of all things, gave us His perfect wisdom in the Holy Bible. Thousands of years before science had the foggiest idea why, God gave perfect supernatural instruction. God said, "Forsake not assembling together." Man said, "Why go to church with all the hypocrites? I'll worship God in the woods." Other men have said, "There is no God, therefore He has no church." Now you have the record.